rooms in a parallel line, just room here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of those kind of, anybody refer to those kind of houses?
Is that what they call a shanty house?
Yes. So like in the country.
Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm.
What you call a house having two separate single rooms connected by a roof, covering the opening between the rooms, you know, like a room on this side and one on this side, and then just a...
I call it a shed.
Uh-huh. Do you have a name for a house with a long entry hall opening to one large room, using the entire house, you know, like in an L shape?
Oh, well, I would call it an L-shaped house.
Mm-hmm. What you call pants of knee length worn as an outer garment?
Well, a knee pants.
Mm-hmm.
I have something you call culottes that have pants in, to the knee.
What you call pants of below the knee length, maybe some kind of...
Knickers or pedal pushers.
Mm-hmm. What do you call pants of above knee length worn with outer garments?
Short shorts.
Yeah. Do you have a name for cheap secondhand clothes?
Well, yes, hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm. What do you call good-looking clothes, you know, just the best clothes?
Those are the ones you save for Sunday. You call them Sunday clothes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you name various kinds of hairstyles. You know,
so many.
Today, you know, like the kids are wearing their hair, their hair, and what kind of style they
are. Are they wearing, they're wearing their hair braided, and some are wearing Afro styles.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them call them bush, and late they've been using corn rolls. I think that's kind of going out a little bit now.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you call an engagement ring containing a precious stone?
Oh.
Referring to the stone, what would you call that?
What would you call a stone?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Some engagement rings are big, like dinner rings.
Well, if you were referring to the stone of the ring, what would you call it?
What would I call it?
Uh-huh.
A diamond,
okay.
A stone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What names do you have for different kinds of shoes? And describe them.
Okay. I think the newest kinds of shoes are what they're called earth shoes, and they're made so that, well, they almost fit the contour of the foot, and you walk in that same way, just like you don't have any shoes at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have boots, and boots of various heights. Some come up to the ankle, and some come up to the knees. Also, pumps. Pumps are shoes that kind of pinch ladies sometimes when they walk with them. And they have shoes with the heels, and those are shoes that have high heels. I don't think they're wearing those so much now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they have slides.
Mm-hmm.
You just slip your foot into those and walk. Oxfords and sandals. Well, sandals usually have a lot of straps.
Uh-huh.
And oxfords are closed in practically all over the foot.
Mm-hmm.
And sneakers, that's what the kids like a lot. Those are what people used to call tennis shoes, but now they have all lots of different kinds.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any insulting words that might be used to refer to a black person? I think I asked you that before, man. You still refuse to
I've
comment
heard
on
of
that?
Something, but I don't... Yes, I refuse to comment.
Okay. Do you know any insult... Well, this is about the white.
Okay, so we'll pass that one too.
Okay. Do you know any insulting words that might be used to refer to an Orient? Well, I'll skip that.
Pass.
Too. I'll skip all of the insulting words.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a big section.
You're skipping so many.
Yeah, well, I can't make you say it.
I just
don't like.
I just don't like to do that.
What words of respect or affection might you use to refer to your best friend?